Pisces. My name is Eric Francis, and I am here with a little message for you about your birthday reading, and about the work that I do. Your birthday is coming up, or just happened, and that is a great time to do astrology. It's one of those PowerPoints in everyone's year, and it's also one of the times that we intuitively think about where our life is going and what we've done, what we're doing, and what we want to do. And I think that's one of the reasons why people seek out astrology. It's a good time to do it because that is the time when there is an event in your chart called your solar return. That is the return of the sun to the place where it was when you were born. And so I like to think of the whole time that the sun is in Pisces as the solar return for Pisces. And what brings me to the microphone right now is that I've just spent the day in one of my roles in life, which is an astrology consultant. And I've been doing this for 20 years. I began in 1995, and I started as an astrology consultant shortly after I started as an astrologer at all. I began writing horoscopes in the spring of 1995 and very quickly moved into consulting work. And I've spent my day doing this, and I have had an absolutely fabulous time working with my clients who tend to be talented, gifted, go-getter types who have a vision for their lives and who really have something that they want to do. And this is one of the places where I feel I am at my best, which is working with people who have a vision or who want a vision. I've been doing this for so long that I have collected many bits of wisdom, approaches to life, stories, approaches to very serious and complex problems. I have learned about many different kinds of families, and at the same time, people have come to me seeking my perspective, my insight, my analysis, my understanding of their situation, knowing that I bring to this work a set of gifts and talents that I have been accumulating since I was a young person, and then many things I've been doing since I was a young man. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. About 10 years before I became an astrologer, became an astrologer at age 30, and I really started doing journalism really quite seriously at age 16. So that means 14 years as a journalist, starting publications, and it has also meant covering in depth a great variety of different subjects. And so I have learned about the world from many different points of view with each different major topic area that I covered. I'll give you a couple of examples. One of them is public higher education. I have depth and breadth of knowledge about public higher education, education policy, campus governance on both the administrative and the student level. As well, I have covered education law. So I brought that when I began covering public higher education. I've been editor of different education law reports. And additionally, I have covered beverage alcohol. Go figure, right? Like, what is that? Well, there's a lot in this incredibly old, really interesting industry of beverage alcohol, meaning wine, liquor, and beer. And that all approximately is my resume up till about age maybe 27. And then I spent the next 3 years covering environmental issues and corporate conduct involving toxins, fraud, and mass poisoning incidents. And it was with that whole background, in addition to covering numerous other issues, that I entered the field of astrology as a writer and also as an astrology consultant. And what I found was that in consulting my clients, I was able to bring to the table a vast field of experience, many things they never would have thought of, that I could enter into the dialogue that we were having, including all the years that I have worked since then developing and running my own businesses, which include Planet Waves Incorporated, Book of Blue, a photo studio, and a new nonprofit organization called Chiron Return Incorporated. So when I do astrology with people, I certainly do so from the standpoint of someone with more than 20 years experience as an astrologer and 7 years training prior to becoming an astrologer. That would be esoteric training, spiritual training, and therapy training. And I also bring worldly knowledge. And so when I'm consulting with my clients, they get access to something they're really not likely to find anyplace else. Certainly they're not going to find me anyplace else, but there's not many consultants who have this kind of broad view, but also the ability to go deep, which includes deep into the human condition, the evolution of the spirit, and where the two meet, where the practical needs and desires that we have meet with the spiritual quest. And that really is my specialty, of helping people build, envision, create their dreams, helping remove the obstacles, be they mental obstacles, physical, relational, to building their dreams. And I have to say, one of the most gratifying things I have seen in my career is the growth that my clients experience. And by growth, I mean, yes, their inner growth, but I really mean their progress in the world. And this leads me to my discussion of your birthday reading. I do these readings 12 times a year, one for each of the signs. The newest one, and the one that I'm here to speak to you about, is the solar return reading for Pisces. Now, sometimes people call my office and they say, how can this reading help me? Is it really a personal reading, or is it just a general reading? And it's difficult for someone who doesn't do the reading to actually say that. But what I'm here to tell you is that I bring all of the experience that I just described for you. And I bring all of that together, all of this worldly knowledge, all of this spiritual knowledge, and I am able to fuse that into this beautiful presentation that is for you. It is a really a gift for you. Yes, it costs $29.97. That is what you might think of as a kind of gratuity for being able to have access to this information. Certainly, it is worth a lot more, and I also fully guarantee it. If it doesn't do far more than you're expecting, you're entitled to a refund, because I'm saying so right now. I can't think of a time we've ever given a refund on a reading, but that is how confident I am that this will far exceed what you even imagined was possible. The other part of this is that one of my techniques as an astrologer is to give you the information that you need to make up your own mind. I am intent on making sure that I preserve the power of the people I work with rather than taking it away from them. And it's very easy for astrology, for therapy, for psychiatry to take away the power of the people who come to the practitioner for assistance. And it takes a real commitment and an understanding to not have that happen. And I am devoted to having that not happen. And one of the ways I make sure it doesn't happen is I invest all of my energy into giving you the tools that you need to assess your situation, your possibilities, your visions, your dreams, your potentials, and the situations that you face, and make some real decisions. The current Pisces reading covers all of the astrology that you have been reading about on Planet Waves or reading about anywhere, and you do not need to know a bit of astrology to get the full benefits of this reading. The Pisces reading for 2015 completes 5 solid years of doing these birthday readings. So I've done 60 of these birthday readings, going back to the spring of 2010 when I did my first one in Portland, Maine for Aries in 2010. And I have kept at it with love and passion. And one of the things I absolutely love the most about doing these readings is when I start, I don't really know what I'm going to say. I'm just looking at a chart, maybe some very loose notes, like no more than 10 words of notes. And at the end of the reading, I can tell I have moved the energy and helped the person listening because of how much I have learned. And all I've really done is looked at an astrology chart and talked about what I see coming from what I know and what I believe about your potential, what I think you can actually accomplish in this world. So give that button a click. Check out the 2015 Pisces reading for some really fabulous, beautiful work. If you sign up now, you'll be able to come to the Talk to Me session. It's a session where I make myself available in person to answer any questions that you might have, to be able to discuss what you've heard in the reading and go beyond it if that's where your questions take us. And I would love to have you as my client. Thanks again for listening. Bye for now.